With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It's not even spring officially, but the weather has turned spring-like and deadly. The death count now from the twisters overnight, at least 26 have died in Missouri, Arkansas, and Texas. And National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says there could be plenty more tonight.
The area that's within 30% chance of tornado includes the cities of Birmingham, Jackson, Tuscaloosa, the old capital of Alabama, Hoover, and Hattiesburg. So that's over 3 million people.
It's a different kind of problem in the Sooner State. The governor of Oklahoma says more than 200 homes have been damaged or destroyed by wildfires. Cuba suffering yet another massive power outage, leaving about 1 million people in the dark. Authorities say the problems at a substation on the outskirts of Havana getting the blame. Also at SRNnews.com, former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent says President Trump has the right to deport green card holder Mahmoud Khalil for organizing violent anti-Semitic protests at Columbia University.
You can deport somebody, obviously, unless and until they become an American citizen, for any cause for which you could have denied them the visa in the first place.
Senator Talent tells the Salem Radio Network that Khalil is not only an outspoken supporter of Hamas, but also committed crimes, including the destruction of property.
If you're not a citizen of the United States, and you are here by sufferance of the American people, and you violate our laws, you can be expelled.
Russia and Ukraine trading heavy aerial blows from both sides, reporting more than 100 enemy drones over their respective territories early Saturday. This is SRN News. The effort to officially ban female pastors in the Southern Baptist Convention is not over.
An amendment that would have done just that fell short in a vote in last year's SBC Summer Convention, but a group of clergymen say they will introduce it again. The amendment would state that the denomination will only affiliate with churches that, quote, affirm, appoint, or employ only men as any kind of pastor or elder as qualified by Scripture. This year's SBC Summer Gathering is set for June 8th through the 11th and will take place in Dallas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two public school districts in Pennsylvania suing in a bid to end anti-discrimination laws allowing boys to compete against girls. Action comes amid debate in that state over males invading female athletics as well as the bathrooms and locker rooms. If the suit is successful, the state would no longer be able to investigate complaints about discrimination involving so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Hamas has agreed to release one living American Israeli hostage and the bodies of four dual nationals who died in captivity.
The militant group said it would free Idan Alexander, a soldier who was 19 when he was kidnapped from his base on the Gaza border. It said it would also release the remains of four other dual nationals who died in captivity. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu immediately cast doubt on the Hamas statement, saying that it marked psychological warfare and that the militant group in actuality was refusing to budge on the deal that Israel wants on the table, calling for Hamas to release half the remaining hostages for an extension of the ceasefire and the promise of a lasting truce in Gaza.
That is Julia Frankel reporting. Human Rights Watch says video footage on social networks of the civilian massacre in Burkina Faso appears to implicate government-allied militia. Watchdog claims forces carried out the operations March 10th and 11th. More details, srnnews.com.